Welcome to Japan Stories. Join Asian Access missionaries as they share real stories of how God is at work throughout the nation of Japan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Japan Stories. This is Peter Thompson, and I'm hosting today's episode. Today, our guest is a first-time guest. This is Claire, an Asian Access missionary.
Hi.
Claire, it's good to have you on the show today.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, Claire.
Well, I grew up in California. I'm from the same town as you, Peter.
That's right. Huntington Beach, California. Go Chargers.
Go Oilers.
Yeah, come on, bring it on. Let's... Claire, I love it that you're here.
Thanks.
How long have you been in Japan?
Well, my husband, Bobby, and I have been in Japan. Tomorrow will be 2 years exactly.
2 years. Fantastic. We love having you here. We love that you're a part of the Asian Access family. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Claire, I wanted to ask you today a little bit about your ministry and the type of impact that you see yourself having, you and your husband having. So can you share a little bit about how you see your ministry going and what kind of impact you're having?
Well, in this short amount of time that we've been here, 2 years, I guess one of our greatest lessons has been listening. And that comes naturally because obviously we can't speak Japanese very well yet. So we've had to do a lot of listening since the beginning. And the impact of listening has been powerful. Hmm. I think in particular of one family, we'll call them the H family. I got to know the daughter pretty early on. She lives right in my neighborhood. And she is a Christian, but the rest of her family members are not Christians. And she's gone through a lot of personal struggles, a lot of depression, and I was there just to listen to a lot of the issues that she's been dealing with and sorting through. And through that relationship, her mother, who is not a Christian, saw that her daughter started to feel better or started to gain a little bit more confidence, or she saw a little bit more life and joy back in her. And she, I guess, attributed it to my relationship with her. And through that, I was able to introduce her daughter to our church. Mm-hmm. And she was able to make more relationships and speak more openly about the things that were going on in her life. And through that, her mother, who before was pretty negative about her going to church every Sunday, started to really encourage her to continue these relationships, continue meeting with me, continue meeting with other members of our church. And also that mother decided to come to one of my English classes that I've hosted, probably more to just check me out and make sure that I'm, you know, a good person and not trying to do something crazy to her daughter. But and through that, I've developed a great relationship with the mother as well. And I also host a children's outreach event once a month. And that family has invited different cousins, other family members to that event as well. So I see a real organic growth, a very natural growth of just the good news, how it spreads. Once one person hears the good news, they want to share it naturally with somebody else and with other people that they love. And we really see that this ministry that doesn't take too much in terms of listening, how it has a powerful effect, and it grows outward and draws people in as well.
That's a great story. You started out just listening to this young gal.
Yes, just listening.
And then through that listening, you've been able to reach out to her extended family.
Yes, that's correct. And even her father, who was very resistant to her being a Christian and to meeting with church members, he too has softened, I guess, in that area. He even came to an English camp that was hosted by another missionary family here, and he came to probably do the same, maybe check us out as well. But the fact that he came and the fact that he is more interested in his daughter's emotional well-being through I guess he's seeing her changing. I can really see that, yeah, it has had a powerful effect just from listening.
That's great. To you listeners that are listening out there, it's great to have you listening. I mean, I'm really encouraged by Claire and your ministry and your husband's ministry and just the chance to work with you. And I'm really encouraged by this story because it really doesn't take a whole lot to powerfully impact a nation with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, it just takes the desire to love people and the desire to really listen and find out what's going on in their lives. So thanks so much for sharing that. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for allowing me to share the story.
Yeah. Well, hey, listeners, Claire's going to be back on the next episode as well to share another story.
Oh, thanks.
And then we're going to fight a little more about being from Huntington Beach and which school is better. But Claire, thanks so much for being here.
I enjoyed it very much.
And for our listeners out there, if you'd like more information on Asian Access, visit us on the web at www.asianaccess.org. If you have a question about this podcast or would like more information about podcasts or would even like to suggest a topic for a future podcast, send us an email. You can reach us at podcast@asianaccess.org. Everyone, thanks for joining us today. We'll catch you next time.
Yeah.
Bye.